Chapter 12. Time to Invest. Wisfiddle left the building feeling somewhat befuddled. He'd had no intention of taking anything from the knight for doing the right thing, but he couldn't argue that having a bit of money in his pocket provided him with some relief. He stepped into a small pub at the edge of the town and found a table in one of the corners. After he put in an order for some bread, cheese, and an ale, another man walked into the building and stepped directly over to Wisfiddle's table.
"Mind if I sit?" the man said in a familiar voice.
Wisfiddle couldn't see under the hood, but something told him he knew who this was.
"Heliog?"
"Indeed," said the fate as he pulled back the chair and sat down.
"What are you doing here?"
"Technically, I'm not supposed to be here," Heliog said. "We're disallowed from directly meddling in the lives of you people, beyond the quests bit, of course, but I sneaked out. The others think I'm in the loo."
"The loo?"
"Exactly. Listen, you've really impressed me with what you've done with Claiborne."
"Right thing to do," Wisfiddle said with a shrug.
"Still, you've proved that I was too hasty in judging your actions. I think you're entitled to a reward."
"Claiborne already gave me the 3 diamonds you gave him," Wisfiddle said. "I may be able to pay off my second mortgage with that bait."
"Interesting," Heliox said. "Then again, the man is a knight, so I suppose I shouldn't be surprised that he would do such a thing."
Heliog paused.
"I have a better plan for what you can do with those diamonds."
"Is that so?"
"You're going to take them down to the underworld, to a town called Zarpney."
"The land of the salespeople?"
Wisfiddle said in a frightened voice.
"That's the one. You're going to invest those diamonds precisely as follows. One will go into Ethel Computer's stock, one will go into Microsquish stock, and the last one will go towards Gnoogle's stock."
"Why am I doing that again?"
"Trust me," said Heliog with a wink.
"Sorry, but I don't."
"Fine. You're doing it because those companies are all going to hit the big time, and that means that your 3 diamonds are going to turn into such a treasure that you'll be wealthy for thousands of years, which should suit your particular circumstances quite nicely."
"Oh!"